We all have hidden subconscious barriers that hold us back from reaching our full potential, both professionally but also on a personal level. Through discussions and interviews with different specialists, we will look deeper into various issues we are faced with, as well as how to move past them and evolve, with the aim to feel and perform better in our day-to-day life. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Through. Today we will be discussing the topic of a minimalist lifestyle, which is all about living with less. This includes less financial burdens, such as debt and unnecessary expenses. Minimalism is about getting rid of excess stuff and living life based on experiences rather than worldly possessions. To understand better the topic, I will be interviewing Mihaela Berciu, who is a leadership breakthrough specialist. Hi Mihaela, thank you for joining me today.
Hi Petra, thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
I work with senior executive. I work with executives at a senior level, and I help them understand better what is holding them back from being the inspiring leaders that they can be. And it's all about understanding what limiting beliefs they have and how they can change their perspectives so that when they interact with others is a much more open and pleasant interaction.
And so I was watching this Netflix documentary, which is about minimalism, and I was left with a feeling that there was some frustration and negative emotions in the life of a minimalist person. And I thought that there's many reasons for that, but for me it seemed that they were very upset towards money, and it seemed that they had an issue with people that had money or that like to spend money on things that maybe they didn't necessarily need for to stay alive. Can you expand on that and why we have this, we can end up having a bad relationship with money and then it affects our whole life?
I think there is a lot of negativity around the concept of money and around the concept of how much money one should have and still be a good person. Lots of people from childhood, they've seen their parents struggling to pay the bills. They've seen people, you know, teachers complaining they're not being paid enough. People who are maybe, you know, teenagers in the 80s, they've seen a lot of strikes happening in the UK, for example, or in other countries. And since childhood, mostly having a lot of money has been portrayed as a bad thing. And people with lots of money were associated with people who want to have a lot of power. But that's just it's just a belief, and it can be a limiting belief, because really, if you take all emotions out of having money, the amount of good you can do with money can go far further than the amount of good you can do with limited resources. And if you want a bit as a opposing documentary, because it just so happens that I've seen a bit of the one you mentioned, there is another one also on Netflix about Bill Gates, and it shows that someone with a lot of money, you know, the extent of the good that money can be put to is really unmeasurable. I mean, you know, to have the power when I say power, I don't mean it in a negative way, but in a positive way, rather than power, maybe ability or option to eradicate an illness on a continent. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take away the value from that. But the difference is, I think, if you want to go with these two examples in particular, someone, Bill Gates, and someone like him who grows up in a household where money is not an issue, and money, you know, life is not about not having money, but rather what's the good we can do.
Yeah.
His mother being an amazing example in this respect. When you make you have an ease in making the money, and then an ease and a desire to spend money, to put that money to a good use. Yes.
And so basically what you're saying is that we actually, money doesn't change a person. It's your own beliefs and your own experience with it that really makes you. It's not, rich people aren't bad people just because they are rich, and poor people, for example, aren't good people just because of their wealth.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And if anything, it's been shown that people, you know, coming from poor backgrounds, where the families have been struggling a lot with money, they are much more prone to becoming violent people. Yeah. Of course, there are lots of those who can overcome that, but that in most cases it does put a limit to how much one can deal in terms of wealth. And a good example are people who win the lottery, you know, because they go from a regular life to extraordinary wealth, and they really, you know, their emotions and their mental preparedness doesn't catch up with how fast that money, how fast they become so wealthy, and as a result, they in lots of cases they lose the money very, very quickly, because they're much more comfortable being in that kind of that kind of level of lifestyle. And I think it's a bit of that with those guys in the, you know, in the minimalist documentary.
And on a personal note, do you agree with the famous phrase that money doesn't bring happiness, or money does bring happiness? Do you think our happiness is dependent on this factor of wealth, or it's really just about you?
I don't think our happiness is dependent on the factor of wealth, but I think that if you, I absolutely think that money can buy happiness, in the sense that if you deal with your emotional issues and you experience life on a positive, then money definitely helps increase that happiness. But if you use money to cover your true, you know, your true issues, and the level of negativity that you see the world around you to be, then money will never bring happiness. So I think it's much more the way we see the world and the way we see ourselves. And when it's a positive outlook, you know, money will just increase that. When it's a negative outlook, then money will just increase that. Right.
So the conclusion is that it all starts within, and we need to make the changes emotionally, rather than work and not deal with our emotions, but work for money, thinking it will bring some kind of enjoyment in our
life. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. Yes, thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.